This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, March 7th. God's word for you today is Provoked Turn. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Kings 17, verse 13, which says, "But Elijah said to her, 'Don't be afraid. Go ahead and do just what you've said, but make a little bread for me first. Then use what's left to prepare a meal for yourself and your son.'" Earlier on in my walk with God, I struggled with this scripture. How can a prophet who withdrew the rain by the finger of God, has been feeding fat by divine provision, now come and demand for the first portion from this widow, who probably had emaciated and had a son to care for? However, there is a giving that you give that provokes God to release a destiny-changing prophecy into your life. I am not talking about people that just pad people up. I am saying there is a definite sacrifice that you need to make for the turning point if that is what God has for you. 1 Kings 17 verse 14 to 15 says, "For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. There will always be flour and olive oil left in your containers until the time when the Lord sends rain and the crops grow again." So she did as Elijah said, and she and Elijah and her family continued to eat for many days. May you connect well in this life. Some people are famine proof. When you are connected to them, you also become famine proof. 1 Kings 17 verse 16 says, "There was always enough flour and olive oil left in the containers, just as the Lord had promised through Elijah." Every promise of God will come to pass in your life in the name of Jesus. Every single one of God's promises, penury to plenty. Expect a turnaround from having a career to having a calling. Some of us, all we have is a job. God is about to release you into your destiny. In Exodus 3, verse 1 to 4, please read. Moses was just going about his career as a shepherd, a job spelled out for him by his father-in-law. While he was tending sheep, he experienced a turning point. Moses encountered his destiny when he turned and looked. You have turned and you have come into God's presence today. God will give you the call of your life. Moses made a turn that sealed not only his destiny, but the destiny of an entire nation and generations unborn. For some of us reading this today, you need to answer a call that will not only seal your destiny, but will seal the destiny of your nations, even nations that you do not know about right now. I know it does not look like it, but it is going to happen. Say amen. Elisha, from an entrepreneur, became the father of kings. Please read 1 Kings 19, verse 19 to 21. 2 Kings 6, verse 21. The same Elisha. Your life's call is the turning point from having a career to having a calling. Going to work, just going to a job, and going to be deployed are totally different things. Obviously, not everyone is called to ministry. So a life calling does not mean everyone will become pastors. I know two teachers, for example. For one of them, I can see that it is her life's calling to teach and help children. But for the other, even though she works hard, is just going there to collect a salary. She is not in the calling. The difference is huge. Steve Harvey puts it this way: your career is what you are paid for. Your calling is what you are made for. Today, in the name of Jesus, that turning point will happen in your life. Let us pray. Father, the giving that I need to do to bring me in contact with my turning point, I ask that you divinely orchestrate it today In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.